with a heart of thankfulness and also a heart of honor it is. What an honor and a joy and a privilege it is to share God's word with you this morning. If you remember that we're in a series of about God's name that we've covered, he is a great I am. He is the glorious King. He's also the Holy One. So today we're going to see another name of God, and we're going to find out more about this God that we love and that we worship. If you'll allow me to pray for us before we get started. Heavenly Father, Lord, you're a good Lord. You're good to us every day, Lord. And your name is truly the name above all names, Lord. Your name is worthy to be praised, is worthy to be sung about all day long, Lord. And it's in your name that we pray, that we are baptized into, and it's in your name that we find comfort and peace every morning, Lord. I just pray that as we turn to your word, may you open our minds and our hearts. Help us to be receptive to your word. And may your spirit enable us to do that which you ask and compel us and convict us of your truth, Lord. We pray in your precious son's name. Amen. Where are people in search of security? What do I mean by that? Well, I'm sure many of us have home security systems in our homes. We have maybe gated communities that keep outsiders out. We may have even insurance on our houses. Why do we do this? It's so we can have a sense of security and safety about the place we live. This also is true of our health, that we all have health care. We have life insurance. We have many more insurances than we know. Why? Because our health is important to us. We want to feel safe and secure about our health. And this also applies to our finances. We have banks, and we have insurance on those banks, and we have even insurance on top of those insurance called reinsurance. So we want to be secure about our health, our money, and our homes. We want to feel secure. Lydia and I recently had a personal experience with this as we boarded a plane on to Boston for a conference. And on that morning, gone are the days where you could just arrive at the airport 30 minutes beforehand and expect to board on the plane. So we had to get there an hour and a half to 2 hours ahead of time and wait for everyone, including ourselves, to go through this little box x-ray system. And as the x-ray shown to reveal if there's anything we shouldn't have on the airport, we even had to take off our belts, right? Our shoes, our keys, our wallets, everything to be scanned through this system. And so why do we do this? Why do we allow such a long wait time to get to the airport? Why do we wait for so long? Why do we allow an invasion into our own privacy? It's so that when we get on that plane, that we can finally breathe a sigh of relief and feel safe and secure, because we know that no one on the plane has anything they shouldn't have. We are a people who want to be secure. So this is a question we'll be looking at today. How can we get true security in life? How do we get this security which we so much long for? In our health, in our finances, even at the airport. How do we gain true security in life? And we'll be turning to Proverbs 18:10. If you have your Bibles, or if you have an electronic version, I encourage you to turn to Proverbs 18:10. And it says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it, and it's safe." The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and is safe. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So we're going to look at what this verse means back then to the nation of Israel when it was originally written. And then we're going to look at what it means always, what this principle we can extract from this verse, what it always means. And then we're going to see what it means for us today. Okay? So we're going to first see what is a true source of security for Israel back in the time when this verse was written. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and it's safe. Let me first define a few terms. The word righteous, the righteous man, this is a man in Proverbs that trusts God. A righteous man trusts God. It's also synonymous with the person who is wise. Okay? The word run, this is literally, if you see a tower, you know, this righteous man runs to it. But both literally and metaphor, the word running carries a sense of wholeheartedly trusting in God. One who wholeheartedly an unwavering trust in God's protection. And then the word safe. In Hebrew, the word safe is actually the word high. So it both literally and figuratively means that if a person runs to this tower, he is high. You know, he's literally high because he's high above everyone else. But figuratively, he's also exalted. So that clarifies this verse a little bit more. And we're going to look at the predominant image in this verse. It's a strong tower, a strong tower. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Now, at this point, you may be like me and think, what is a strong tower? Is this like maybe Reunion Tower? We see Reunion Tower in Dallas, you know, it's this big, fancy tower, and it's got a fancy restaurant in it. Maybe we'll take our loved ones there for anniversary dates where we can see the skyline, we can see all of Dallas. Is this what this verse is referring to? Well, not quite. Back in those days, a strong tower is a military structure. It's located in the middle of every major city in those times. And it is to protect the city. Okay, there's actually two means of protection. First, there's the wall. So if enemy approaches, they have to first get through the wall. And if they get through the wall, then, you know, you're pretty much sunk, but you have one last line of defense left. You have this strong tower, so everyone rushes into the strong tower. There's many verses in the Bible that refer to a strong tower. I'll read one of them to you in Judges 9:50. Judges 9:50, if you want to follow along. Then Abimelech went to Thebez and camped against Thebez and captured it. And there was a strong tower within the city. And all the men and women and all the leaders of the city fled to it and shut themselves in. They went up to the roof of the tower. Abimelech went to the tower and attacked it. But as he approached the entrance of the tower to set it on fire, a woman dropped an upper millstone on his head and cracked his skull. Amen. So, it's the word of the Lord. So, here we see a strong tower, literally, a strong tower. And if you notice that it says all the men and women and all the leaders fled to it when Abimelech attacked. So historically, in this city of Thebez, there was an estimate from historians, 1,000 to 3,000 people. So we're not talking about a small tower like Reunion Tower, but in terms of the radius and the circumference of the tower, it's about the size of a small baseball field in this case. Or maybe in a larger city, it may be the size of a small football field. So this is quite a big structure, as people in that time are known for their military feats, that they were known for these structures that some of them still survive till today. So this is quite a big structure. If you imagine with me, a big structure the size of a baseball field in the middle of a lot of cities back then. And so what does this mean, that all the people can be in there? And, of course, they can protect themselves. If they go to the highest point of the tower, then they're allowed to drop things on the soldiers as they attack. They can drop things like oil, like fire, and millstones to crack the skulls of the attackers below. What a blessing, right? So what does it mean that when God, our God, says he is a strong tower? It means that he is our true source of security for the nation of Israel. That when they look out into a city and they see this big, humongous structure the size of a baseball field, that they know that it's not the tower that protects them. It's the Lord that's their source of true security. So this is what it means for Israel, that the strong tower is a source of security for them. And now we're going to see, what does it mean always? What does this mean always for believers of all time, as we're not Israelites today? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs to it and is safe. So at this point, you may be thinking, you know, what does the name of the Lord really mean anyway? We've heard that it means God's characters, his attributes. But what does it mean? Well, I like the Old Testament scholar Bruce Waltke, as he says, there's three things that God cannot do. We've heard that God can do a lot of things. He can do anything. But three things he cannot do. He says he cannot lie. He cannot die, and he cannot deny himself. So he's always great with one-liners that are memorable. So he cannot die, he cannot lie, and he cannot deny himself. And what that means is God is always in constant harmony with himself. He is who he is. As Nate preached, when God approached Moses, he says, I am who I am. And what that means that God is who he is. He encompasses all the attributes that he has. He's always a source of protection. He's always a source of comfort. He's always a source of safety, of peace, of love, of forgiveness. He is indeed a strong tower. But what does this mean to us today? Well, as many of you know, in about 53 days from this very moment, I'll become a first-time father. And I can imagine that after the delivery, as the nurse is holding out this precious baby, and I'll extend my arms in anticipation of him or her. And I can just imagine that this is the most precious thing these two hands would have ever held. And as she places the baby onto my hands, do you think there's a chance I'll drop him or her? Not a chance, right? Not a chance. That baby is in the most safe and secure place that he or she could possibly be, in the arms of his or her father, in her daddy's arms. And so when I think of our heavenly father, if this is true of our earthly father, that we're all fallen, we're all sinful. None of us are perfect. None of us are all-knowing. None of us are sovereign. We're not in control of everything. None of us are all-powerful. Yet we still want to give our babies, our kids, a sense of security, that that's the most important thing we can give them, that when they're in our arms, there's not a safer place to be. How much more so of our Heavenly Father, who is all-knowing, who is all-powerful, who is all-loving, who is all merciful, who is truly in control of everything. He is truly a strong tower for us. So this is what it means always, that God is a strong tower. He encompasses all these attributes, that he is a strong tower, not only that he's a source of protection, but he's always there. He's constant. He doesn't change. That this structure in the middle of a city, not only is it a place of security, it's also a place that you can always look at and doesn't change. Okay, and that's very much like our God. Our God is a strong tower for us. So now that we see what it means for all of time, we'll see what does it mean for us today. How can we apply this to our lives? What does being a strong tower mean for us today? If maybe you don't wrestle with financial decisions and that you don't feel insecure about your finances, or you don't feel insecure about the direction of our nation, or you don't feel insecure about our school systems or our relationships. Those are all possible places of insecurity, as we may have conflict in our homes, or we see our nation going the wrong way, or we're maybe afraid that as our nation goes the wrong way, that we'll face judgment. Or maybe when the economy takes a downturn, we'll see we're afraid and insecure that we may lose our jobs, we get that pink slip. Or as students, we may get a bad grade from our professor. Maybe you don't experience any of that. Then what does this verse mean for you? As I reflect upon this verse, I wonder, are there times in my life when I struggle with the issue of security? And I would ask you to dig deeper into your life as I dig deeper into mine. I remember that I moved a lot as a young man. I know this is hard for you to believe, but I moved first from China to America when I was 6 to South Carolina, and then from South Carolina to Carrollton when I was 11, and from Carrollton to Plano when I was 12. It was quite a lot of moves for those formative years. And during those times, it was very difficult for me to have a sense of security, because I felt as soon as I had a group of friends and I felt a sense of stableness, safety, we just simply packed up and moved again. In fact, the last move was the hardest, when we moved from Carrollton to Plano, when I finally had a good group of friends. I had a best friend even. I felt connected to the community. I had a church and everything. My father said, we have to move again. We're going to move to Plano. I remember that was the first time and only time I remember crying that I didn't sleep all that night, because I felt like the rug just went up under me, that everything that I had tried to build, I tried to start a new life, yet I couldn't. It doesn't matter, because it doesn't matter how well I fit in. It doesn't matter how many friends I make. It doesn't matter how connected I feel. On a whim, we could just move again, and I would lose all that. And so I lost that sense of security. And on that night, I remember literally getting ill, that I had a fever over 110. So perhaps as you look into your life, there are times when you lose that sense of security, perhaps from moves or from things that you cannot control. And if you still can't think of any, I'm sure there's a time that we all lost a sense of security. Do you remember that fateful Tuesday on September 11th? Do you remember exactly where you were? I remember exactly where I was. I was in Jasper High School. I was in 9th grade, and on that morning, my teacher did something that she never did. She turned on the television. And when she turned on the television, we saw the first plane go crash into the World Trade Center, and it crumbled. And a couple hours later, we watched a second plane crash into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon soon after. And I felt the hairs in the back of my spine start to go up. And I felt like something hit me in the pit of my stomach. And I lost a sense of security that I didn't even know I had. I didn't know that I trusted our nation, our government, even with all the bad decisions they may make, for a sense of security, for a sense of protection. And when that was taken from me, I felt insecure. And so in those moments, we are faced with a choice that we know will face times of insecurity. We know that our God is a strong tower. We're faced with a choice, even as believers. We can either rely on ourselves, or we can rely on the Lord. I'll read to you a poem, Invictus, by William Ernest Henley, as he trusts himself. It's a blasphemous poem. He says, "On the night that covers me, black as a pit from pole to pole, I think whatever gods may be, for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced or cried out loud. Under the burgeoning of chance, my head is bloodied but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishment the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul." What he is saying, that it doesn't matter what the circumstances are, I will not bow my head to any god. That it doesn't matter what gates I will approach, And doesn't matter what the scrolls say, I want to be the master of my soul. And I want to be the captain of my soul when I am insecure. And in the end, I am what I rely on for my sense of security. So we can see why that's a blasphemous poem. And we're faced with the choice to either choose this or to respond with Psalm 46, which Wayne unplanned read this morning. I'll read to you Psalm 46, verse 2 first. We will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though the waters roam and foam, though the mountain tremble at its swelling. That David is not a man unaccustomed to times of security and insecurity. David, at his height of his reign and his power, was a king of Israel. He had power over the whole kingdom. He had his armies at his disposal. He had his mighty men. He had many women. He had everything. He had everything a man could possibly have to be secure. And he had a relationship with God as well, a good relationship. And at times of insecurity, he faced time when he ran from King Saul, when he would be chased after by his own son to take over his own throne. At times of insecurity, he would commit adultery with Bathsheba and lose some of that relationship with God. So he faced times of both security and insecurity. He's a man well-versed with the ebbs and flow of life. And yet he says that though the earth give way, if the whole earth were to crumble, though mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, if the mountains go into the sea and the waters roar and foam, that the waters swell up to the whole earth. This is total catastrophe. If the whole earth were to fall apart as it seems. He says in verse 1, our God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Our God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And so this is what it means that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and it's safe. That we are encouraged as believers to choose to be like David, that when we are insecure, to find our security in God. That even though our government may be making poor choices, or our school, we may face difficulty at school or at work, there are many sources of insecurity. Let us remember to run to the Lord because he's a strong tower. He is the ultimate source of security, of comfort, of peace, a place where we can rest because he is a strong tower. And doesn't mean that we don't act out socially, that we don't pray for our nation, that we don't take action, that we don't work in our school or our work. Or that we don't buy insurance. We do. But we do all this knowing that our ultimate source of security lies with the Lord, who is a strong tower for his children. If you'll allow me to pray for us. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for being a strong tower, Lord. That you're the ultimate source of security, of comfort, of love, of peace, of comfort, Lord. That when we need you most, we trust that you'll be there, Lord. That we don't rely on anything on this earth. We rely on you and your Son for our eternal lives. And if we can rely on you for our eternal lives, let us rely on you for our daily lives as well, Lord. Give us hope for tomorrow because you are a strong tower. We thank you, and it's in your precious Son's name that we pray. Amen.